Okay, I'm a boy. I don't have parts down there that can be... Well, actually, yeah, I do.
G dot E dot E dot K. G dot E dot E dot K. G dot E dot E dot K. G dot E dot E dot K.
Hello, and welcome to the G.E.E.K podcast, episode 37.
Woo! In a row.
In a row for you. I'm Sean.
I'm Reg.
You completely missed the Clerks joke. Oh, jeez. This has all been building to episode 37, where we can do the in a row joke.
It's the only reason we've actually been doing this podcast. It's not for entertainment value. It's just literally for
what
this
am
joke.
What's in here? I don't remember this.
You suck 37.
Oh, yeah. Every time I kiss you, I'm going to taste 37 dicks.
Yes, there we go.
I remember.
Now he remembers.
In a row?
And literally, this
oh,
has been
yeah,
in a row. 37 in a row for me.
For you.
For you.
For you.
I love Clerks. It's amazing. I
I'm
can't
Dan.
Remember. I don't remember
I miss
that.
Me.
And that was Steve, not Sean.
Just so we're in a travel lodge.
Again.
Yeah, it's like one of our little favourite pastimes to do. It's like when we can't be arsed just recording from our main studio apartment where we
studio
rock
apartment.
The stuff. We like to come to Travel Towers. Lodges.
Yeah. Geek Towers.
Like Stark Towers.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to give you a little clue as to where we are. We're chilling out in... you can guess where.
Did you notice in Avengers...
Yeah, I know, but where in the world?
Did
I
you
mean,
notice,
there's a couple of Travel Lodges
in Avengers,
around.
Just a little aside... After Stark Towers got, like, you know, messed up a little bit, the only thing that was left was the A. Avengers A. The S, T, the R, and the K were dead.
And it's the same kind of A as
yes,
well,
it's a very
isn't it?
Similar A yeah. to the Avengers A. Anyway, you were saying...
Speaking of the Avengers,
yeah.
I saw some amazing cosplay today. I saw...
Thor! Baby Thor was amazing.
Where did we go?
We went to MCM in London, and there was a Tony Stark and a Pepper Potts, and she looked exactly like Pepper Potts. It was insane.
The lab coat was actually a really nice little touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really
cool. I don't know what you're looking at me for.
I want to get an opinion. I want to get Dan's opinion.
I didn't see him.
Did you not?
Nope.
Oh, that's a shame.
There's just so many amazing cosplays there. Obviously, it's going to be the UK's biggest one, so everyone that puts a lot of effort and really goes all out. But then there was just some god-awful ones
Like,
I looked shit when I tried my plaster on because I didn't have the hair when I went as Ryozuki, so I was like, you know what, there's just no point. So I was like, I'm content with that. But people are like, no, I'm still going to do this. Despite me looking nothing like my character and still looking really shit, I'm going to go for it with my like 20p Tesco's finest fucking costume.
I saw a guy who just had a Green Lantern t-shirt on, but then he had the actual lantern that he was carrying around. It's just like the worst effort.
You know, my favorite cosplay talking about this subject is because it can work really well sometimes. It was when we did the video for Manchester MCM. Mm. And
Scott.
In the middle bit where we were talking about what we'd done during the day and stuff when we were inside. And I was like, oh my word, there's a really laid back Mario and Luigi. Do you remember it?
Yeah, and it was just a red and a mint green polo shirt. And jeans and the hats. The relevant hats.
It was so cool. It was like
I got really,
just the right amount
really
of effort.
Disturbed though today. Did you see the really manly man guy, like Mario, that looked like he was like Chris Hemsworth when he's done up his Thor, like proper ball put up, wearing a Mario dress.
No,
so it was like a dungaree dress, but he was
a massive guy,
and his thighs. He could. It was like twice the size of Chun-Li's thighs.
Some of the guys in there were so scary. Like there was a couple of Banes that was like, oh god, for you.
And the Miley Cyrus from Wrecking Ball.
I know that was more Yoda, wasn't it?
There was a really horrendous, creepy as hell Miley Cyrus in the Wrecking Ball video, anorexic guy that was just walking around. It was scary.
Ooh, Dan. What about the guy that approached me and said, I can't remember, it said, have you ever seen an inflatable camel? Wasn't it?
Vibrating camel.
And then I was like, I don't know, talk to Dan. Because I didn't want to talk to him, so he came over to you and touched your arm.
Have you ever seen a vibrating camel? And I was like, nope. And he's like, would you like to see one? I was like, I've gone this far in life without seeing one, so I'm all right, thanks. It's like, You're sure it'll be magical? no, I'm good, thanks anyway. And then he just reached out and stroked
my face.
And I went, thanks for that. And he just walked off.
Was he dressed as anything? Or did
he was dressed as something. I think some character that he dreamt of.
We need to do
one
a Google
day.
Search for vibrating camel and see what we can find.
See, I think what you should have done is said yes and then licked his face to see how he would have liked it.
He was sweaty. His fingertips were sweaty.
Of course he was. He'd just been stood in a queue for 4 hours.
Holding a vibrating camel or something.
It was awesome, though. It was too busy, though. Too busy. I met Mr. Weeble. That was awesome.
I wonder how long this is going to take until the... I met Mr. Weeble. We had bets on. Dan was literally... You said, I'm Sean. I went, I'm Reg. I met Mr. Weeble.
He's awesome. He's so cool. Like, I've watched a couple of his videos online where he does...
Only a couple. He's very excited that you met him.
He makes online videos.
Just watch them all about 20 times.
Like live, it'll go on live, so you can, you know, the new YouTube live thing that
I'm
they
sure,
do, the Google
I'm
Hangouts.
Sure everyone knows Mr. Weeble. And rather than explain these random things that he does cat face. He does blooming the Badger song. Everyone who has ever been on YouTube knows Badger Mushroom.
Absolutely, but nobody knows
that's
what
Mr. Weeble.
Nobody knows what he's doing now. I don't think. Okay. As I say, these YouTube, these Google Hangouts that he does, where people just log in and can chat to him while he's recording.
They're gonna say touch him.
What he does is he'll make a song. He'll make a random song, but he'll ask people what the lyrics are and what it needs to be about and what the genre is and like what instruments he should put in. And like he reads the chat and he just picks out like random words and stuff. It's awesome.
So it's a bit like the Jim will paint it for you, where people just send in all the mad random requests and then he just goes, have you never seen Jim will paint it for you? Oh my God. Right, when
this
we finish
Savile,
this podcast. No. When we finish this podcast, you'll have to watch it. It's amazing. It's a guy who uses Paint, Microsoft Paint, and people just put in comments the most random things. It's like, can you paint me a picture of Margaret Thatcher wearing a sumo wrestling outfit while riding a velociraptor through the streets of Camden Town?
Do you reckon?
While like David Cameron is, gladiator fighting a midget that's got four arms. It's that basically. That's just awesome. But he does it all to customer requests. And they're just amazing. So you need to go and watch it. But yeah, really, really good.
Good.
Right, you know when you're talking about this whole Jim will paint it thing, yeah. Do you reckon he's painted it on like a like one of those big chairs that Jim will fix it used to sit on?
I hope that's his little studio. That'll be amazing. And he's got
now
like a
then,
little
now
matching.
Then going to paint it for you.
Like
maybe
the guy who draws the Simpsons characters.
What, Matt Groening?
No, there's a guy on like Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's something Simpsons artist, and he draws them with paint. It's the worst things you've ever seen.
Really?
But they're so bad that it's become massively viral, and people just say, draw this, and he draws them. Wonderful.
I've seen some impressive drawings on paint, actually, which is insane because it's such a linear, basic program.
I love the meme, especially on this thing. It seems to be on Tumblr, but recreating like movie posters with Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Literally those two things.
Comic Sans.
I do love them.
Brilliant. But I do hate Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I met with Mr. Weeble, and the reason why I was talking about what he does on YouTube is because I had no idea who this guy was before I watched these videos.
You didn't know that this random guy just who lives in London somewhere.
He doesn't live in London. He's from the north.
Whatever. But all I mean is that's a really
no. But he does like huge YouTube
completely
videos.
Completely redundant thing to say. I didn't know who he was until I saw his YouTube videos.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the fact that like I'd saw Catface and I'd saw Magical Trevor and I'd grown up on the internet watching Badger. But I had no idea that who the
person,
man was
yeah.
behind that. And I didn't realise how close he was. He's from Huddersfield, which is down the road from us. It's not too far. And you listen to him talk, and it's like, yeah, he's northern.
Yeah. Well, and truly. Although I think my favourite thing
plays
was
on it,
the Q&A. Obviously, we went in and asking all the questions. Everyone was asking, like, where did your inspiration for this come from? And it was on the moon, and he was like, I don't know, I think I just drew a piece of toast one day wearing a crown and thought, yeah, that'll do.
That's all right, I'll do that.
And then Steve's like, can we all have a massive cat face sing-along? And he's like, what? And some guy behind him's like, I am well up for that. And he's like,
goes,
go on then,
just how he goes, yeah, we could do that, that's all right. Yeah. Like how he talks.
And then that was it. It was literally, it was, what, about 200 people in the room, 400 cat people in the room? All singing cat face.
He does talk like the cat face narrator, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Catface was walking down to the shops one day.
He's a bit deep, but deeper than that. I wonder what his wife was. Yeah. His wife. I mean, I saw a live show that he's done, and it was like this rave. It was unbelievable. It was like in this. I guess it was like 300-400 people there, and he was on
a lot
stage.
Of songs like that. Have you seen Business Cat?
No.
Oh really? Oh, that's I like that one. But that has like this dubstep breakdown. In yeah, it. It's amazing.
I really want to go to one of his live shows because he just does requests and get everybody to bounce around to his videos. And stuff.
I think the live show will be amazing.
We
I'd
need
to
go
one
to one the next one he organises. Yeah.
So Tom Scar awesome. As well.
I don't know who that is.
But you know his stuff. You know
I've
ASDF
heard of his
movie.
Stuff. No. And
really?
I've not seen any of his stuff. No I know way. Who he is. I'm conscious of who he is.
ASDF movie is just basically the idea is it's just really really quick. Like cartoon clips, like no more than 10 seconds each, and there's probably about 20 of them in each episode, and it's just line drawings, but they're very funny. The last one, the new one, he premiered at VidFest at MCM, but the last one had Jason Steele from Film Cow doing voices and stuff in it as well.
Film Cow is awesome.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
He also did the thingy university, Lincoln University videos.
Right.
You've seen them? No?
No.
Not seen them? So, he was a media student, and his teachers, his lecturers wanted him to do some videos to try and encourage people.
Right.
So, he's like, I'm not going to do the usual, just like, why do you study at Lincoln? Oh, Lincoln's great. Lincoln's wonderful. So, he just thought, let's go outside the box. And there's just a load of people going, Lincoln University, Lincoln, Lincoln. Then it goes to this one guy who's on the camera. He's just like, Lincoln, they're here. And then suddenly these zombies burst into his photo studio. And he pulls out a gun and he goes, I am trying to learn. Just shooting the zombies. It's amazing. He did about four or five of them. And they got banned by the university and they didn't use them. But they became viral on YouTube.
I get confused between the name Tom Scar and the YouTube star that I have actually seen. A couple of videos of that I don't really like, and it's an American guy that has a family. He has kids, and he always features his kids. In
I don't know who that is,
but he's like huge in the US. I don't know.
Don't know.
I'm surprised though, because I do follow most of the big hits on YouTube. You know, like Charlie and Alex Day and stuff. But we've talked about that before in the past, haven't we? Alex Day's opinions. And speaking of those opinions...
No, we're not even going on to that subject.
Right, it's just I want to bring
no!
up...
No! I refuse.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about
I'm
that
I'm in
then.
Control of the stop button on the recording.
I'm not going to... Okay, I'm
good.
Not going to directly link
moving
it in.
On.
But I am going to say today
Claire,
there were some outfits...
Come over here and respond to this, please.
There were some outfits that were...
I'm cutting this
You
out.
Know what I'm going to talk about. You remember when we were walking back and Dan wasn't with us? Or he'd run ahead, and we were walking into the building, we were at the bottom of the stairs, and there was that girl, and I said, she must be cold. Do you remember
yeah.
what I mean? How is she allowed to dress like that in public?
The one that really, really confused me as well, though, is there was a girl, all of about 12, 13, with her mum and dad, right, walk around, and she was dressed up, well, to say up, she was dressed wearing the littlest, tiniest, skimpiest outfit I've ever seen anyone wear. Everyone was taking photos, and my dad was like, oh, look at that. Oh, they're loving that. I'm like,
wow.
Dress your kid.
Yeah.
I just want to go
take it home
like,
right
take
now.
Take the hoodie off and just like fucking wear this around there. If you return it back.
And they just smack the parents.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ. No, but the one I'm talking about, she had.
This isn't an Alex Day thing. Then this isn't where I thought you were going. You were
no, don't
saying...
get me wrong. The girl was fat, but that had nothing to do with it.
And bring this straight back.
Right, but yeah, my point is, you're,
the
so
fact
you're,
is, she
you're
was wearing something that shouldn't have been able to be
complaining.
Worn by anybody of any. I mean, like, okay, I'm a boy. I don't have parts down there that can be. Well, actually, yeah, I do. Wait, let me think
about
this.
That's the beginning of the episode clip. I'm a boy. I don't have parts down there.
No, I was thinking about the fact that I can not wear a top, not wear bottoms. That's slightly different. And either. the way, you telling Claire to come over here and stick up for the righteousness of the thing. Claire took a picture. Claire took a picture of a girl with her boobs practically out sent them to her lesbian friend saying, "Check this out."
But that's not what I thought we were talking about. I thought you were going to talk about the Alex Day thing. You segued going, talking of Alex Day, so I thought you were going into
He makes a fantastic point.
Yeah, I don't think completely, but anyway.
Anyway, this girl, I don't know what she was dressed as. I have no idea. I just knew that her legs went all the way up and then stopped just where her pants came
Where she decided to ride a camel.
Just, I don't know. I don't know if she wasn't just like pulling her pants down the whole day to stop. Showing a bit. Must have been drafty.
There was another one which scared the living hell out of me. As you see on one of the videos we're going to put up. We were doing a video for the YouTube channel that we've got, which if you haven't been on, it's youtube.com/g.e.e.k.
There is a .com in there somewhere.
you know YouTube by now.
U2.be.
I've seen that link. Anyway, if you're listening to this on an iPhone, just press the screen and I'll put a link in.
Yeah, so we're going around doing this video. And as you know, I have a massive fear of two things. One, spiders, and the other one is nurses. My nurse fear comes from Silent Hill. So as we were mooching around the Comic-Con doing this video, we seen a Silent Hill nurse, and I was like, oh, Jesus. And they're like, we've got to do it. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to do it. So I went up and I was like, God, can I just ask you this quick question and try to stay away from her as much as possible?
No, what are you even talking about? You wouldn't go anywhere near her. I had to go and say hello to her. I went up to her and said, excuse me, we just want to ask you a quick question. There's one of us that's really scared of you, though, so could you maybe just come over and have a chat with him?
What you said was, I went, can you just look at the camera? And you went, oh, this is brilliant. We want to do two things. First thing is, Reg is terrified of you. And the second thing is, can you look at the camera when you say this?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God. So I did it. And she went, oh, you're scared of me. And I'd done the really creepy Silent Hill nurse walk while I just ran off screaming like a little girl.
She looked as good as, like, you'd expect one to look if in the movie. Like, it was one of the most perfect costumes
I
saw there.
She did the character
day,
so well as well. Really no, at good. The end of the video, she said, I said, do your best Batman, and she did her best Batman. I said, now can you do me a favour? Can you scream at him and chase him?
And immediately, just before he even had a chance to react to it, she just switched into that mode, and then Reg
so
just legged
cool.
it.
I was
He's
terrified. I don't know if Steve caught my reaction, but I nearly cried.
I did.
And I was sweating bucket. I was just terrified of the whole thing.
Seriously,
it was
click on the link.
Creepy as
this.
Anything. I hated it. Hated it so bad. But apart from that, there was some really good Comic-Con cosplays in there.
Who else did you meet?
Who did I meet? I met Cyanide and Happiness Creator, so and cool. It was awesome. He was such a nice guy, and he was just like obviously gabbing away to the people as they're doing the drawings. But if you bought something, you got a free personalised sketch. But he had this little box of all these different suggestions. So if you didn't have a suggestion yourself, you could just dig in, and it was all the old sketches that he's done. And he'll put like a personalised sort of twist on the sketch. So the idea was we're going to get this one big sketch. And I was like, yeah, we were coming up with ideas for it. And then we got closer to it, and Ash was like, but I really want one myself. And I was like, right, okay, then. So she went up, and he was like, have you got any ideas? And she went, a new house one? And he went, it's not quite exciting. There's anything, I can do it if you want. She went, oh, no, go on then. So she put her hand in the box, pulled out Caveman. And he was like, brilliant. So she started drawing this, and she was like, I have no idea what that is. It's like, that's a Caveman, look. The arms, the face. She went, oh, it's a caveman. And he's like,
wow.
Yeah, you pulled out caveman. And she was like, right. And I went up and I got one for my mate's birthday, Dave. For his, obviously, it's a present, but it's a guy's ass in the present box. And he's just the other guy's opening it up and he's like, huh? Looking really terrified and quite confused while there's a big ass in his box. Absolutely hilarious.
I love how much detail you got out of that when it's literally just couple of stick men.
Like,
and the guy's eyes are like that, and he's looked terrified, and then the box was open, and just, I don't know, we seem to get a lot of detail.
Yeah, it's because if you can look into it, you can visualize it, like, perfect. Right. It's just so good.
You know, the whole box thing, I for a couple of days had in my head a song that I can't that I sing in work randomly, and it's really bad because
boxy,
no, I don't realise I'm doing it.
Pop.
We'll talk about that in a second. That needs addressing, by the way. We're going to put a pin in that. So
put a pin in that. So and several other things.
Anyway, the whole putting things in boxes.
That's what
step
she said.
Step one, cut you a hole in the box.
Step two, put your junk in the box. Step three,
make it open the box.
That's right.
And there's people at work that have no idea that song exists. And I'm sat there on my lunch, eating my...
Put your junk in that box.
Eating my Boots meal deal. Make it open the box. And people are like, show what you're singing. Anyway, yeah, about this music... that you made me listen to all
this right, literally on the drive to the Travelodge last night. It got quite late and everyone was really, really tired from the awesome trip we had at Alton Towers, which we'll go into in a minute. So everyone was still feeling slightly sleepy, and it was quite concerning because obviously Dan was as well, who was driving us. So like, right, we need something really high energy, something quite energetic.
Jesus.
What do we do? That's right. We put on Jake/K-pop.
They ear raped me.
For like an hour and a half or something. And it was the best hour and a half of music ever. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I sat next to Steve, who was really scared. And every 2 minutes, I was just turning to him and singing the chorus bit to him. And he's like, please, what are you doing? It was amazing.
I don't understand what happened.
We had a bit of a 4 minute. And we had Hayuna's solo stuff. We had a bit of Girls' Generation. GG. We had
GG.
We had Girls' Day.
It's starting
we also
again.
Had a bit of Tiara. There was a bit of 21 in there as well. But yeah, a bit of everything. Oh, and a bit of AKB48.
I'm willing to bet that nobody listened.
Which is quite good. We put AKB48 on, and Claire goes, this sounds like that song out of Wreck-It Ralph, Sugar Rush. And they sang Sugar Rush.
It was just all like Sugar Rush. It was insane. I bet that everybody listening to this right now, nobody has a clue what you're saying.
Come on, everyone knows Girls' Generation.
Nope.
Yep, everyone.
Nope.
I bet you there's plenty of people out there that will know it as soon as they go on YouTube and just type in the name. They'll be like, oh, right. And if the people who haven't listened to them
to set fire to
go
themselves.
On YouTube... and watch the videos, and I guarantee it'll become their new favourite band slash genre of music. Yes.
Yeah.
And just imagine the news reports.
Here comes trouble.
70 people set
fire.
Let me
break it down for you 1 second.
In a freak podcasting accident.
Which brings me on to a point, right? I had a really weird dream the other night. We'll go into Alton Towers in a minute. I had a really weird dream the other night. It was after watching Dave Gorman, which we were chatting about on the last podcast.
Wait, Dave Gorman did the Google whacking thing.
Yeah. Well, he's got a new show, which if you listen, you'll watch it on Dave. It's awesome.
Okay.
So I've been watching this. I had a really weird dream that I went shopping and bought a jar of Marmite. Right? So, of course, I don't even like Marmite in
I
real
hate this
life.
Stuff, it's horrible.
But yeah, started making myself some toast and thought, oh, I'll have some Marmite and toast. Opened up this jar of Marmite and I had this magical jar of Marmite which granted me 3 wishes. It was really weird, but it wasn't.
Surely
like, it wasn't
first
like,
wishes for more wishes.
It wasn't like a genie. It was just I opened it up and the lid just closed. But I was like, "Hello, Reg." And I was like, "Hiya," and he's like, "I'm the magical Marmite jar, and I can grant you 3 wishes if you choose." And I was like,
"Just imagine it's like okay. A character off Sesame Street."
Yeah, pretty much. So I'd done the usual like ridiculous thing of like, I wish that everyone I know and my family and everyone's friends' health is okay and it's perfect and they never have any worries.
So we know it's a dream. Which and we was know that this just, probably isn't you.
Yeah, which is my second wish, however, was for the podcasting to just go fucking mental, to be like the UK's equivalent of Smodco, where they've got the one big, huge, massive podcast, and then we've just got like a tree of loads and loads of different podcasts.
So we just
podcasts,
need a magical kind which, of Marmite to with, that
yeah,
happen.
Like a network, which has got loads of just really random podcasts on. Like my other podcast I do, apart from The Geek, was all a science-based podcast. But it wasn't just like a, you know, a random, like, here's a quite fun podcast about science. This was a full-on, like, breaking down particles and just going into full on detail about everything. No, it was me and Dave sat and like we'd done our podcast in lab coats, right, with whiteboards behind us, and we broke down and put the formulas up for what everything means.
If we're talking about scientific podcasts, at best you're qualified for Will It Blend. At best.
I don't even know what science is in real life, so I don't even know how I did this. But I knew everything. I was literally, well, I say everything. Obviously, I think in my head I must have known everything because I understood everything that I was dreaming about. It was perfect. So, right. So I did the science part of it. Steve did a football podcast, which is where we know, again, this goes wrong because he didn't even know the World Cup was the World Cup in real life. He thought it was the Earth Cup.
I still don't get it. Another thing, I heard there was I was in work the other day and there was people listening to the football on my break. And I asked who was playing and they said it was Manchester City versus, I don't know, someone else. And all I did was ask the question, didn't they win the football last year? And they said, yeah. I said, right, okay, well, why are they still playing? They're the winners. That makes them the winners of the football, surely. And they were like, no, you play again, you know, it all starts again. And I was like, what's the point? I'm sure I've said this to you guys before. But it doesn't make sense. Because we know now that the Germans are better than football at us, and then it was the Portuguese. Oh, I don't know when it stops. And now we know that Manchester City are the best football players. So why don't they put that down and leave that there?
Why do we have a parliamentary election every 4 years?
No. Because they're not going to get better or worse. Right, if there's a group of people playing football, right, and one of them wins, that's like, okay, we played that game now, let's go play something else. Have you ever played Kirby?
Yeah, I love Kirby.
Why don't they go out and play Kirby?
See, I would watch that. I would watch it as if instead of just kicking a ball around a field for like an hour and a half, if they just had a team of 11
first
on either curb.
Quiet Road, yeah.
Play
absolutely.
It. Perfect.
I
would watch that.
Why don't they play a different game?
I'd love that.
Rounders.
What do you watch that's like a competition? Do you watch Strictly? Do you watch X Factor? Anything like that?
I don't know. I did watch the Glee Project 1 year.
Right, there you go.
That was kind of a
competition. Why do they keep doing another series of the Glee Project?
Well, different people.
Why do they need different people? It's different football players and the teams.
No, it's not. It's the same team.
Yeah, not all the time. No, I'm moved around. So,
yeah.
And they can't hear you on...
It's like saying, why do you do the lottery every week? Well, 1 week I'll win, and then I won't have to do the lottery again.
Teams are different each year. One team will train because they knew they didn't do as well last year.
Let's think about this.
Let's not. Let's move on.
2 seconds. If we're going to go on the same science... If we're going to go on the same science as...
See, we're going to do a science podcast, right?
If we're gonna
I knew this was going to happen.
Let me make this point. If we're going to go on the same science as a lottery for a second, that means that we've got a certain amount of football teams, right? And we've got a certain amount of people. Now, a certain amount of people win the lottery, they stop playing, okay? A certain amount of football teams win, they stop playing the football. Right. So why doesn't everyone just get a chance to win and then we can move on and do something else?
Speaking of moving on...
Do you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. The end.
So while we move on, Dan's podcast that he used to do on his tree in my dream. Yeah, you had your own wine review.
Oh, I could do that.
Which Dan done?
Dan, do you drink wine?
No, I
don't like it. But it doesn't mean I can't review wines and just say they're all horrible.
No, but what happened was you went into so much detail, and you used to go to like vineyards. And you'd actually go through
vineyards.
Sorry, and you'd go. I should know that. I mean, I'm the only one drinking right now. That's my beer.
You do a science podcast,
and it's brilliant. And I do science.
And unless the podcast was how does this wine go with Fanta, I wouldn't really do very well at it.
Yeah, no. You did become the world's biggest wine review podcast.
Was that like Fraser?
A little bit like Fraser.
What was it called?
Heaven's sake, Niles!
Was it called the Winecast?
No, it wasn't.
Because that'd be an awesome name for a wine podcast.
No, it wasn't. But anyway, so we did that, but then we all had our friends then that would all then break it down, and we ended up with about 40 different podcasts on it, which all started like going through, and we travelled the world, everything was great. And then my third wish was to just give Ash whatever she wanted to keep her off my back so I could actually go off and do all these podcasts. So I didn't ask for any money. I didn't ask for anything like spectacular.
Why didn't you ask for more wishes?
Well, because that's the rule. You can't ask for more wishes.
Did the Marmite say that?
No, it's the international rule of if a genie ever comes across your way.
It wasn't a genie, it was a can of Marmite.
Well, yeah, but if you ever get the chance of having wishes, you can't ask for more wishes. It's just it's an unwritten rule.
What about my podcast? What was I doing?
No, ixnay on wishing for more wishes. I also can't bring people back from the dead. It's not a pretty sight. I don't like doing it. And I can't make people fall in love. Yeah, I'm doing the genie out of Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. Robin Williams.
So, yeah, so madness. That was my dead weird dream, and that was ice. Really threw me for a while, because I was like, why would I want Ash to have anything? And I thought, actually, the podcast idea is a great idea, so I think we should create our own geek network. I think that'd be the best thing.
Can I join?
We could do. No, you're not allowed. After your amazing football thing. You did have a football chant, though. I can't remember what it was, but you had your own amazing football chant thing.
Go, Shawnee, go, Shawnee, go. Go, Shawnee, go, Shawnee, go.
Sean.
That'll do.
Steve. So that was great. But we went to Alton Towers yesterday, which was actually amazing. We went for the Scarefest, and we took some friends who have never been on Smiler before as well. They went.
Did they enjoy it?
Martin absolutely loved it. Kim said it was really good, but 13's better.
Really?
Which the person in the, it was about like two to the side, went,
what?
And gave a really weird look to say, like, what?
She also got lambasted by a man on the Fastpass queue for Nemesis when he overheard her say, Subterra, that was one of the best rides I've been on. That was amazing. He was like, first time I've ever heard anyone say that. And they're like, it's good, it gets better each time. One worth 8 million. Alright. Wow. Cheers, mate.
Really bitter the Alton Towers employee.
I refuse to believe that was 8 million. So what was Smiler? Smiler was like 16 or something.
Yeah. You've got to consider the size of it.
No, it's like just like a bunch of.
And how much moving parts is in there? And then safety?
Those drop things are so generic. Like, do you really...
just because it's generic doesn't mean they're free.
No, but if that's the most expensive part of it, surely. Yeah?
Maybe.
Gotta be. The drop ride. The rest of it's what? It's a little bit of flashy lights and some.
You've also
got
to pay employees
eggs
to work in there, so there's got to be ongoing
that
costs.
That does not get included in the 8 million.
You don't reckon?
They're not going to spend that sort of money on the drop bits that they have at the dungeons as well, and it's exactly the same rides.
I hate it so much. Did you see me? Did you see how much of a mess I was?
You're always a mess.
Oh... It was horrible. I was just shaking.
Kim really enjoyed it, though. And it got to the stage, if you haven't been on it before, basically go through and it's like
spoiler alert.
An alien egg thing that's in the centre console. And then apparently it breaks free and you drop on your seat down.
And then you
come back up. At the end of it, this other stuff happens, which I won't go into because I don't want to ruin all of it. But
you
right
just ruined
the
main
bit. It says you've got like 30 seconds to escape. And your harness comes up so you can get out and you hear, go, 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 go!
And then Claire
runs
me.
So everyone starts running. Me and Ash start walking up. Kim runs back to you and say, come on quickly! We've got 20 seconds! Why aren't you running? Why aren't you running? Like, it's all right.
She doesn't understand that nothing will happen if you don't get out in 30 seconds. She thinks it's genuine.
What happens if you don't leave?
The lift doesn't go.
No, I know, but it does close.
Yeah, well,
it
won't.
What happens if you just
hit? It won't. You can't hide.
Why?
Then obviously the Nemesis is going to kill you.
No, seriously though, what happens if you hid?
Then nothing, you'd be in there for the next round.
Talking about your science podcast, let's talk about Hex.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. I just wanted to say, so Steve doesn't like drop rides. Have we told the Tower of Terror story?
No, we're not
on
going
this?
To.
Nope!
Okay,
we're at Disneyland.
Paris, and me and Steve decide we're going to go on the Tower of Terror, which is that big drop ride, like 13 stories in a lift.
I want to put across that I have been on it once.
Yeah, he went on it once. Just once. We queued up and we get all the way through the queue. You're kind of in this looks like a boiler room back behind the scenes of a hotel. You go in the service elevator. We're about to get up to the front.
No, let's talk about the first time first.
What?
If you're going to tell it, the first time you actually went on it. Yeah, the first time I went in it, the second time I went, I sat down, Claire was there, you were there, I were there, I really needed to go to the toilet, so I sat down, they bolted me in, and I panicked because of the fact that I was getting an immense pain in my vordemens. And I got up and left. And then you and Claire went around.
He's crying like a little girl too.
Yeah.
But then the second time, me and Steve were queuing up to go on it again. And we got nearly right to the front, about to go in. And he was like, no.
I could see the lips.
No, I need to toilet again.
Because the fact that I felt it again, I was like, I know if I sit down, I'm going to be in pain.
And the guy, kind of obviously the security guy,
had no clue about
gets his attention. Yeah, and didn't speak English. And he goes, sortie. And the guy kind of looks at him.
He goes, why?
And and he's like, just... Toilet, sortie. And the guy looks at him, turns to his left, looks at it like a 6-year-old girl, looks back at Steve,
points at
looks back at the 6-year-old girl, back at Steve, and then goes, as he walks him out. Everyone in the queue laughs at him. Steve is embarrassed.
You the most.
Oh yeah, completely.
Because he was looking at you as he was pointing at that little girl, like, and then pointing at me. Bloody French.
Yes, but anyway, so that was that. But yeah, now Kimberly, we've had on the pod, and she's, I don't know, she's quite naive with things. She doesn't quite get a lot of things, life and
what
such.
What did she ask us that was hilarious?
And we decided, can you remember?
No, but it was...
We decided we were going to go on Hex. We love Hex because it's kind of really silly. And she starts, like, she's adamant. She's like, you go upside down. I'm like, you don't go upside down. He goes, no, I know you don't go upside down, but it nearly does. It goes really high. It goes, like, further than, like, nearly round all the way. And we're like, no, it doesn't. It does. It goes, like, you know... 30 degrees, 40 degrees max. Definitely doesn't even get to 45 degrees. It's like, so essentially it's kind of like a pirate ship, but you're in
a room. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but you're in a room and the room is spinning independently of the pirate ship as well. So it does look like you're going upside down because the room's spinning around you. But anyway, we're having this discussion. We're like, no, definitely no more than 30 degrees. She's like, right, no, we need to prove this. I'm like, okay, well, you got a necklace or something? We'll hold something up and watch it go. And Steve goes, oh, I've got an app, a spirit level. So he sets it, we sit down, and for the entire ride, we're all staring at this phone on his lap as it's going from zero.
It goes 25 degrees one way and 31 degrees the other way.
It was amazing. And she was like, oh, I really thought it would go higher than that. We go, no.
However, though, it was the most weird sensation.
Watching it,
and then looking up and being on the ride. My head started spinning.
It's just
time
in this massive cylinder. It's amazing. But
and then as we came out, we were just like, myth busted.
And you so you can like put Adam that on your Savage. Science podcast. You know what? Somebody on YouTube
that's
said
what
that.
I mean.
It's insane.
Yeah. And you were like, I hope that's a compliment. And they're like, big compliment. That was the reply. It's amazing.
This guy from Mythbusters. He's the ginger one. With the glasses. Dave looks like the other one. My friend from work. He looks like the bald one. In fact, he looks like both of them. I love Mythbusters. I watched like 4 seasons on the trot on Netflix.
Do you know what I've started watching? And I don't know why, but I can't stop watching it.
Porn.
Storage Hunters.
Right.
No, I had this conversation the other day with Kim because she had Boring Reality TV show on and the advert came on and I was like, oh, I watched that literally that day. It's one of the worst programs I've ever seen.
It's just so addictive though, and it's ridiculous. It got to a stage where I realised how other people watch it and quote stuff from it that I never knew it came from. Like in work, anytime somebody gets like a person submit, because I work in a recruitment like consultancy place, we submit someone, it's like money, and I was like, all right, they just think they're going to get the job and it's money for them, but it's not. When someone, this guy bids on storage, and it's like money like all the time. So as soon as you said that, I turned around and went, do you watch Storage Hunters? And he's like, yeah. I was like, that's where it's from then. But they've got some amazing things. I know it's all set up and it's not actually real.
Nope.
But there's some well good stuff.
Now, do you know what? I think the bidding, I'm pretty sure, is real. I know that the people running it know what's in there. They don't tell them. I think that bit's real. It's just the fact that they've clearly gone, right, we need these characters. Like, literally, like, they're writing characters for a sitcom. And they've got the blooming, that woman who acts like she's a pimp. for me. And she's just like, oh yeah, child, I'm going to win this trailer. It's going to be me. And then you've got like the sassy New York street guy. And then you've got the couple who just try and bid on everything. And when they lose, they're just like, oh, they're crazy. I watched like 2 episodes. And out of 5 or 6 different things that they lost, every single one goes, oh, crazy price. I'd never paid that price. They're crazy people. Every time. This is, and then there's a big fat guy. Yep. Just
I never watched terrestrial TV. But
this isn't on terrestrial TV.
Normal TV then. Outside
this isn't on normal TV.
What's it on?
On blooming on Sky or whatever.
Normal TV. That's what I mean. Live TV. Live TV.
Outside of
Netflix. Outside of Netflix, Plex, and on demand, I don't watch anything. And the other day, I was watching a TV show at a friend's house. She doesn't have Plex or Netflix or on demand on her TV. It was like living in the past. It was insane. She had 5 meg internet as well. I didn't know what to do. Anyway, so
be social.
No. So anyway, we were sat down watching daytime TV, and I have no idea what I'm watching. And it's a program with Davina McCall. Remember her?
Million Pound Drop.
No, more emotional than that. The meeting people from there.
Oh Christ, that was years ago. That
no, no you this was about a couple of weeks ago.
You were about Hollow Willoughby, what doing Surprise Surprise?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, they were on like the episode was about this woman that had to put her kids up for adoption.
Who do you think you are? No?
Yeah.
Where she's looking into a family tree.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm watching this thing and I'm like,
describe that.
I don't know, it was all very bizarre. I remember first watching Jeremy Kyle, and then we watched this, and then there was a programme about houses.
Jesus, but it's not the fact that you're living past watching, like, TV. Just watch some decent TV, because all that was fucking awful.
But the thing is, though, it made me cry. Like, yeah, by the end of it, I was in floods of tears.
I'm not surprised by that, to be honest.
It was really emotional.
Jeremy Kyle does that to me, too.
No, well, not from Jeremy Kyle, from Davina McCall. Because Davina McCall's crying as well. So, like, she's crying, I'm crying, the long-lost mother's crying, the daughter's crying. And I'm thinking, it's 11:30 in the morning. How do jobless people cope with this kind of stress? I don't understand. Like, back in my day, when I did watch terrestrial TV in the daytime, it was like, I don't know, Countdown. No, it wasn't Countdown. Before that, the one about
15 to 1.
The Irish man that gave away money for answering questions.
Going for gold.
Yeah, going for gold with daytime
the time
TV.
Is right. It's time for you. Yeah. Anyway,
that's it. So yeah, terrestrial TV has just got insane for me. Like, why are they doing the tearjerkers first thing in the morning?
The best that they can when you're going for
11:30
going for gold.
11:30 is too early to be crying.
Yeah, speaking of crying as well, going back to Alton Towers.
Sorry.
Seeing as that's what we were talking about originally. We've done the Carnival of Screams.
That was awesome.
Which was the free scare maze of this year. And it was completely different than last year's Carnival of Screams. And it was creepy as balls.
Yeah.
It was really, really creepy. It starts
Plastic
off,
Man at the start. Yeah.
Is it Zoltar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get the chance, go to Alton Towers Scarefest before it finishes.
Definitely.
It was so good. I mean, he creeps you out right at the beginning.
Was
just completely unexpected.
When we did the camera thing, I spat my mint out because I screamed. Okay. Sorry. They take a picture of you, and as they take the picture, they jump out from behind you. And Claire was sat there really calm, just smiling, and I went, bah! And my mint just went,
nice. But everything about it was just, it was set,
in my wallet.
Setup was brilliant. You start going through, and obviously there's the clowns, there's the ringmaster of like the circus, and then you go through, and there's all these puppets on strings, and I was like, oh, one of these is going to jump out, one of these. But they all look perfect, and you don't know which one it is. And I managed to be like, oh, and not a lot through most of it. You get to that bit, and the guy just turned to me and went, fuck, right in his face. And I was like, sorry, don't do that. And then you go into this next room, which is full of all these spots. It's just like
look out for Mr. Spot.
Yeah, but it's all strobing lights as well, so you can't see anything in there apart from the spotty walls.
No, it was black light, wasn't it? It was black light in there with just really bright spots.
It was flash. It was strobing black light.
Was it strobing as well?
Because then you haven't got time to focus in on any one point to go, is that him standing against the wall? So there's this guy wearing a spotty suit, exactly the same as a wall, and he'll have been hiding there somewhere.
That was awesome.
You don't know where. But go on, right.
Which was the best thing, because I was behind Dan, so I had my hands on Dan's shoulders, like, walking through. And then all you could hear when we got into that daughter room was just Dan going, no, 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 no. I'm like, what's going on here?
He's
going
to be in there.
I'm absolutely fine with these things, just because it's like, well, none of it's real, and I'm generally clever enough to work out where they're going to be.
Well, after that episode of Supernatural, you don't know that it's not real.
I don't watch Supernatural.
So, okay.
So, you can generally work it out. You know, I know where someone's going to jump, and one of them, so I can prepare myself for it. But this was, barely any way of knowing. And literally at the last minute before this guy jumped out at us, I saw this thing just moving out the corner of my eye on the floor. This guy's crawling along the floor.
Yeah.
And suddenly just jumps up, just pounces up.
And he's good.
I had this girl behind me with the longest nails you've ever felt in the back of your spine. It's just straight, because you're obviously going around holding it onto each other's shoulders. She dug right in. Absolutely killed.
You know, as I was walking into the next bit with the girl dressed up as I think she's dressed up as a clown, I can't remember, but because I was at the very front of the queue, she'd already first jumped out and scared us, and then she ran away. And then as I was walking through, I looked to my right, and she's just hiding just to the right of the wall, but she's doing this as because I'm the first one to walk in, she's doing this. She's that she's basically got her just so people are listening. There's people she's got.
She's going.
She's got her finger up to her lips, and she's just kneeling down. And she's just looking at me like this with a big smile on her face, like this. And I was like, okay, I know what she's doing. And I walked forward a little bit more, and then she scared the crap out of Claire. It was awesome. Yeah, Claire got did you get a nosebleed?
Headbutted your back.
And the big squeeze.
Yeah,
the big squeeze was amazing.
Emerging from the birth canal.
Well. I wouldn't go that far.
Kim, we walked through with Kim, and Kim was like, I loved all of that apart from the vagina part.
Really?
Like, there was a vagina part, and she went, yeah, the vagina part. I was like, what are you
on? You saying vagina?
Vagina.
I kept hearing F at the beginning of that.
Let's just call it lady parts, can we? I don't like that word.
So they're going through going through
lady garden.
The lady pocket.
You know what I thought was going to happen?
Mouse's ear is another good one. Have you ever heard the term mouse's ear?
That's awesome.
Yeah, mouse's ear, I heard it the other day. I was in stitches.
We were coming up with names the other day at the car. Tuppence is another one that's quite strange. Anyway.
So the mouse's ear part is basically the bouncy castle sort of material.
Yeah.
And it's all fully inflated and gets tighter and tighter and tighter as you go through.
You know what I thought was going to happen when we walked in? I thought people were going to start poking at you through it or come
that
out of you
been
or
creepy.
Something. Yeah, it would have been horrible.
Yeah.
Like touching your feet and stuff. Like I was freaked out that was going to happen. I didn't really get the curly whirly bit in the middle.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just uneventful. The bit where you walk through the tube that's
the tunnel that's spinning, so you're on the bridge and it's spinning just to make you feel
disorientating. Does you not feel like
bit.
Yeah, the room feel like spin? It's like went on dual.
Yeah, but that's just like a normal thing, isn't it?
Anyway, that was very good. We only did that one. We didn't do the other two scare mazes because we've done them before: Terror of the Towers and the Sanctuary. But we go into Fright Night tomorrow night, and that's the Thorpe Park equivalent.
Exciting.
It's very exciting.
I really want to do a Thing in the Dark.
All of them.
All of them, yeah, but I think, what's it called? Jesus.
Swarm.
Swarm.
Wait a minute.
I think
right.
Swarm's going to be
Let
awesome.
Let me
wait this
out. Tonight, the clocks are going back, swing forward, fall back. Yeah, they're going back. So does that mean it's going to get dark earlier?
Yeah. No, it's going to get dark. Yeah, it's going to get dark early.
Oh, that's good then. So that means...
But it's already started getting dark earlier.
I know,
anyway.
But now it's going to suddenly jump an hour. I mean, it's going to be dark
earlier.
Yeah, it's
earlier, for the farmers.
So I don't care who it's for. My point is that we actually get to go on more rides in the dark for longer.
A little bit of education.
Your education.
You're a very angry man.
Very.
He seems it tonight, to be honest.
Doesn't he?
He doesn't really feel
furious. Like that, does he? Just there in the corner.
I don't have any crumpets.
Getting angry at people.
Sorry. Claire sat in the corner of the room going, have you got any coins? Is it? Right. So she's going, have you got any coin? And I couldn't really make out what she was saying.
Why are you whispering when they can't hear you?
Have you got
anyway?
Any crumpets? And it wasn't crumpets. So really, are
you still dreaming?
Maybe.
I've got 20 that you gave me before.
Right, go and take the note down and get change.
Away.
Did you just say away?
Yes.
He said go away.
Go away and get me something nice. Can I? Yeah, of course you can. You're in London. People do that here.
I want to see the states around here.
Just make sure that when you go downstairs, if you're in your pyjamas, make sure you're really loud and offensive.
Mm.
You're just like, oh, where's my fucking bar? I don't know. Yeah. Apples and pears.
Stairs.
Stairs, yeah. Carol Vorderman's. Bows.
No, vowels.
Oh, we talked about this. Yeah.
Consonants and vowels.
Anyway.
We invented it.
To sum up, I've really enjoyed today. It's been good. It wasn't as good as Manchester. I enjoyed Manchester a lot better, I've got to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
It's more manageable.
I enjoyed...
far more manageable.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoyed Wrexham a lot more because of the fact that I got to meet the Red Dwarf guys. And it seemed a lot more relaxed, which is awesome.
Again, because it's smaller.
Absolutely. But I think the lineup was better.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely that as well.
I think it was a lot better.
Again, we say every time, they're more about the guests.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
And I'm looking forward to next year, I really am. The Alton Towers thing was amazing. I love Scarefest every year. Nemesis in the Dark is still my favourite. Hands down, it's still the best.
The one thing I'm dreading is doing Stealth in the Dark.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
That's the one
you're not
going
to be able to see where you're going. It's
exactly, that's
up.
Why I'm like, oh yeah. Dear God.
I'm
going to
hit that
awful.
Moon.
Yeah, especially oh, that when was a station, like, roll back! I'm like, no!
That was the thing when I wanted to tell you guys about. So I went on Smiler in the Dark, you know, on the vertical lift hill. That was amazing. All you could see, because the vertical lift hill goes up quite slow, all you could see was stars. It was just track and then stars.
That's what we're doing when
fantastic.
Me and Ash went on the Oblivion when you were doing that.
Yeah.
So as you're going up, because Ash knows I'm terrified of
Oblivion so much.
Ash was like, oh, look at the stars, aren't they so pretty? I was like,
and you're
yeah,
like,
look
nope.
At the ground, I'm going to go smash into that. She was like, oh, look, it's beautiful. Like, watch a Smiler go around. And I was like, no, because I want to be on the... Right, okay, then.
Ooh.
I watch the stars.
Segwaying, so. Smiler, at today's Comic-Con, there was someone dressed as a Smiler. Right?
Yeah, Smiler and Mrs. Smiler.
That was awesome. They basically had this big Smiler hat on, and they had the glasses on, and a big Smiler coat, and they had a walking stick that was like, you know, all made from steel and round bits and stuff that looked like bits of track. That was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
looked really, really cool. But I'm intrigued, you know, because there's loads of people dressed up in fancy dress in Alton Towers, so I reckon Thorpe Park's going to be awesome. I've got a really good feeling about that.
I think Dan zoned out. He's still with us. He nodded.
Oh, I think Dan's gone crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Dan's gone really crazy. But yeah, anyway, apart from our little epic journey of all nice proportions and stuff, there's also been some other news happening, I believe, that Dan's put up whilst we've been away. The Captain America 2 trailer.
I've not seen it yet.
Which looks amazing, as Dan will now tell you.
No, you tell it, it's fine.
No, you're in.
I am. Microphone in my face. Ow! You tell it, I'll comment.
No, I refuse to. Well, we might as well cut out all this bit, because I only remember a tiny little tidbit of the haircut.
Did you even
trailer.
Watch it?
I did watch it. I watched it, I just don't remember that much about it. So we might as well cut all that out.
Can I tell you what I've been watching recently?
Yes. Yeah, go into this instead. We need to make up like 10 minutes.
Why? Okay, so can I talk to you guys about what TV shows I've been watching recently?
Yeah.
Because I've actually...
That sounds amazingly interesting.
Oh my gosh. Chip in at any point.
So Captain America 2 trailer came out last week.
Oh my god.
It's amazing. Have you watched it?
No.
You haven't?
I have.
Yeah, you have.
I've watched it, yeah.
It was really good.
Was amazing. If you haven't seen it, go to our website and we put it up.
We're keeping all that in. All that is staying in.
It was,
nothing's getting cut.
It is epic.
Because, not 1 second.
Captain America 1 is generally regarded as one of the weaker Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. And I still enjoyed it, but I do get people's point that it wasn't quite as good as Thor and Iron Man and all the others. However, number two, I'm blown away. It's got a completely different feel. It's obviously modern day because he's frozen and stuff. He's got Black Widow along for the ride. Just, don't know, something about it. It looks very gritty, looks a bit more kind of realistic and stuff, and looks massively epic, especially, spoiler alert, if you watch the trailer, there's the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier just crashing to the ground.
Can I tell you a secret?
Looks amazing, what?
I didn't make it all the way through the first Captain America.
Really?
I fell asleep halfway through.
No way.
And I didn't really like it, so I didn't try a second time.
Watch it a second time, because it is all right.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, it's just, it's like I say, one of the weaker ones, but it's still very good. But it doesn't matter, this just looks great. Opinion, Reg?
Yeah, I mean, I was saying this to you. You're going on the film's called The Winter Soldier. So it's obviously all about Bucky. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Big spoiler alert.
Yeah, you don't really see much about him.
No, but that's the thing, and hence, spoiler alert, they're not really saying what the Winter Soldier is or who it is, unless you've read or are familiar with the comic arc. All they do is show this enemy that he's got to fight, and like the Winter Soldier, and then suddenly you see him, this guy in the distance, and it kind of focuses in on him. And only if you really, really remember well would you recognise this guy as Bucky.
Yeah, see, that thing, but if it's the big major thing about it, it's just, it threw me. I mean, obviously the film looks amazing. I like the Cap's new suit that he's got, apart from...
Black suit.
Yeah, the black the suit cap. Looks really cool.
Is that what he called himself?
The Cap.
Got you.
Yeah, I think it's really good. And like the fact that he's now sort of up to date, instead of trying to go like, oh, I'm not too sure about this world now and blah, 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 he's now just full on acceptance of it all.
You seem relatively confused when I fell asleep.
I've got a really, really brief story to tell about when I watched Avengers and how I completely missed a joke and took it for a racial comment on the 1940s. There's the bit where Captain America is boxing at the beginning, boxing the punching bag, and Nick Fury turns up and he says something like, you know, he makes a bet with him, doesn't he? He says, like, bet you $20 that, you know, you'll be... I can't remember, what does he say? But you'll be amazed or something like that. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, fine. And he comes to the helicarrier, and they walk onto the bridge. Captain America walks out and just kind of his jaw open. He turns to Nick Fury and hands him $20.
Yeah.
I saw that. I just completely forgot. I didn't even put two and two together that they'd met. I was just like...
You just thought he was handing
him... He was handing him a tip to for taking him in there. Like, oh, yeah, because he's from, like, the 1940s. And that's exactly what they were doing in the 1940s, because they would assume a black person was showing them.
He was just in. From Alf Garnett.
No, from the... That's what it was like in the 1940s. That would have been a standard thing. I'm not saying it's right by any stretch, but that's what I thought. And then I watched it again when I got it on Blu-ray, and I was like, oh, wait, he made a bet. Oh, that's what he's doing. That's still funny. So at least I laughed when I was supposed to laugh.
Wow.
For a completely different reason.
Yeah. I was tired. It was like we would see like the 11:30 showing or something at Universal City Walks in Florida. IMAX 3D. It was amazing. But I was tired.
So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that I've got onto the... what's it called? Claire, what's the thing called when you're on Tumblr?
Did you know Edna Krabappel's died in The Simpsons?
Yeah, that's the thing.
No way, really?
Yeah.
That happened today, didn't it?
Yeah, the lady who does the voice of Edna Krabappel passed away, sadly. Yeah, she did lots of other voices as well. Like, she did voices on Captain Planet and a lot of other 80s cartoons, which I didn't. I'd never really put two and two together.
He's a hero.
Exactly.
Gonna tip pollution eventually, down to zero.
But,
Why was he green?
Sad times.
No, he was blue. Why was he blue?
The question is, will they cut her out? Will they now rid of Edna Krabappel? Because when the woman who did a bunch of the voices, including Maud Flanders, when she left, they kept her in for another 3 or 4 episodes with another voice and then killed her off.
What about the guy that died from The Simpsons that was... I think he wasn't the lawyer. He was one of the characters that was in Tiny Soldiers as well.
Yeah. Phil Hartman, Lionel Hutz.
Was it Toy Soldiers?
Yeah, Small Soldiers.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Phil Hartman.
No mercy, no surrender.
But yeah, Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot himself.
It's horrible.
Yeah. He's what's it? Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
He didn't have a toy.
You haven't seen Troy McClure since that happened. And he was like such a popular character because they couldn't do it. But Maud, they managed to get someone who sounded enough like
her. And then killed her off.
But killed her off, so I'm curious.
And now she's a ghost in Tapped Out.
Yes, she is. During Halloween. I'm curious what, there's a bunch of the Halloween stuff in that, whether that's going to stay about, you know, once Halloween ends.
Yeah, like the dog, the zombie dog and the zombie.
No, I think they'll stay around. I'm just thinking, like, you've got the donut place, the church of the...
yeah, that's going to stay.
Of the yeah, but there's a lad.
Yeah.
That you can get anyway, so it's just going to turn into that, which is a premium item, which if it is, great.
That's
awesome.
No, I think it'll just stay. I think Maud might disappear, though, because one of her things is she gives out goo.
Yeah, but that might disappear. They all have goo creating kind of missions they can do, so... We'll see.
I want to talk about Supernatural just for a second.
Why is that?
But because of the fact that I've started watching it. Fine. Are we inviting Claire on? Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Stop sitting on my crisps. So yeah, I recently started watching Supernatural based on the fact that I've been bullied by several people. They're the same length and girth as Buffy. So it's 22 22 to 24 episodes a season.
Sean, do you know what girth means?
Yeah, I wanted to say length of girth. Let me finish this. So yeah, so in the fact that each episode is about 44 minutes long, yeah, and each season is 22 to 24 episodes long, length and girth.
No, they're both length.
Anyway, length one way and length the other way. Length per episode, length per season. Anyway, so I impressively, I'm congratulating myself here. Impressively went through a whole season in 24 hours. I watched one in a day. I just took a day off and I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna get through this. And I watched the whole of season one. I know, and it's awesome. It's quite exciting. It's It's following the same kind of thing as Buffy did. It's got the same likable element, I think, as Buffy. A little bit repetitive in the first couple of episodes. They kept going around in circles and doing exactly the same thing each time.
Do you not think it's kind of Buffy meets X-Files?
I didn't like X-Files.
It's Buffy meets X-Files.
No, because Supernatural was all right up until they did the...
Have you seen it?
The curses that went through when they done the whole, like, is it the plague of locusts and all that?
Wait. Sean's way behind then.
2 seconds. Right. I've only seen episode one. Season one, sorry.
That's when I went, fuck this. It's shit. I just ended it.
Oh, dear. Claire just punched Reg in the face.
Pow.
It was great until then. I loved the woman in white. That story is amazing.
Was that the first episode?
Have you seen The Lady in the Lake?
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me.
That one was brilliant. They had so many amazing stories, and then it just started going downhill.
It just changed slightly. It went to more of a... It started to concentrate more on the series arc than the individual story arcs. To be fair, Buffy did exactly the same thing as it went
on. The reason why I didn't like season one, and actually somebody in work told me not to even bother watching season one in the first place, is because of the fact that the first sort of 12, 15 episodes were them trying to figure out what kind of show they were. So they're in a situation of going through this repetitive element of them going, the episode starts off in a diner, they're reading a newspaper, like, oh, let's go and investigate this. And Dean always says, oh, it's just going to be kids. And then they go and investigate, and then they go and kill off what's gone wrong. And then the next episode, the next week, is exactly the same fucking thing. It's that they're sitting in a diner somewhere, they read a newspaper, oh, let's go and check this out. Dean turns around and goes, oh, that might just be kids, and then we're back there again.
It's just like X-Files.
I didn't watch it. I wouldn't have got away with it too if it wasn't for you. Sexy kids.
Mulder goes.
Say sexy kids on this podcast. Mine. We've been through this.
We're not getting into it. But yeah, Mulder would go. Oh, it's aliens, and Scully would go. No, you're off your rocker. Yeah, science.
And then Reg steps in with his science podcast.
They discuss a bit later on than what you've seen, who is Mulder and who is Scully out of the pair of them.
What I like about it now is the fact that it's starting to now follow some kind of permanent storyline. It's now going through, and I like that. I'm pretty excited by it. But I'm
so happy right now.
I'm certainly not as attracted to the characters as you are.
No.
Claire often keeps asking me, which one do you find more attractive, Dean or Sam? And it's like... I don't think you heard that. Reg, without missing a beat, just went, Dean.
Sean, who do you find more attractive, Sam or Dean?
Neither. Although Meg is quite fit.
What hair does she have?
She's blonde, short hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Not short.
Does she ride a wrecking ball?
Does she ride a wrecking ball? No, she does not. She doesn't lick everything in sight like Reg, no. Sorry. Anyway, I just wanted to talk to you guys about Supernatural, because I know there's people out there listening that...
Are we going off Supernatural now?
Yeah.
Bye. But I'm going to make a cup of tea.
Thanks, Claire.
Right, I think we've gone overly long.
Dan's just jealous because he hasn't watched it yet.
Yeah, because...
And he's probably in love with Dean.
There's no Sky Channel that's showing it from the beginning, and that's what I'm waiting for.
DVD box sets.
I knew it always. Everyone always says that. I don't have Netflix. I don't have... No. Well, there you go then. No, but I can get... But still, I haven't got anything that can easily put it on the television, so I don't watch it. There's too much in my life to watch at the minute.
Like what?
I've got about 12 programs that when I come home from work, I've got sitting there series linked that I've got to get through.
Like what? What are you watching right now?
It is. Nothing else to do. Edit blowing podcast YouTube videos and watch blowing episodes of Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, How I Met Your Mother. What else?
I disagree with all those so far. On. How I Met Your Mother got really boring after about season 3. I don't like it.
Okay.
It's dull. And Star Trek... TNG is good. Voyager's alright. That's where we draw a line.
You're not going to rate Deep Space Nine?
I don't like it.
That's
I didn't
the best
get
one.
It.
Totally.
Silly man with the weird tattoo on his face. What's all that about?
There's no... What?
Yeah, there is. Captain.
That's Voyager. Tattoo on his face?
Yeah.
That's Voyager. Chakotay.
Oh, no. The captain's black, isn't he?
Yes.
It's not the reason why I don't like it.
Oh,
I'm not being racist.
That's both you and Dan tonight being racist.
You're sat there in the corner getting drunk, being really, like, anti-racist and anti-sexist and anti-feminine.
That's
You're
right.
Sticking up for the blacks and the gays and the women.
That's very, very right.
Sean just said anti-sexist, anti-racist.
Yeah.
An anti-feminist. Okay. Feminist is not a negative thing. Sexist and racist is. Have you got confused?
What would I say then for that?
Feminism is wrong.
Sorry, I'll go back to making cups of tea. Bye.
I'm only saying that before people freak out, because there shouldn't be a feminism and there shouldn't be a machoism or,
not a meninism.
Or maninism.
There's no maninism.
It should literally just be, we're all equals.
And on
that
note,
it's
time to geek out. It's time to geek out. Is that all one more thing, by the way?
Wow, that's twice. I've done really nice things at the
I know, it's
podcast.
Really weird. What have you done with the
last
rest?
Week, I told everyone I loved them, and they were all very lovely, and I thanked them for listening.
I don't understand.
Steve would know that because he listened to the show, obviously, because he listened to every episode.
I'm calling bullshit right there.
You are correct, sir.
We haven't got anything.
Brilliant. So the one more thing's the Crumb Apple thing then. Excellent. I've been Sean.
Steve. And I've been Reg.
And I've been lying on this comfy bed.
Dan. It's time to geek out.
Bye.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
.com.
Love you.
Boop. Thank you.